We'll now go to Shane Segang at Railfans.
Good morning. Thanks for taking our questions today. There's been a lot of discussion on the wheel rail interface as well as the axle bearings over the past few years. Will the redesigned axle address both of these two investigations? And can you give a brief explanation of the root cause for both of these investigations that was found?
Richard?
Yeah, thank you. That's a good question. In terms of the overall root cause investigation, RTG has been working through a number of components to the root cause investigation. So the issue of the wheel rail interface has been the subject of much research and testing and investigation by NRC. So they've been reviewing the details of the wheel profile, as well as the designed rail profile and the actual rail profile. And NRC has provided information and data and recommendations to RTG. RTG and Alstom are considering those recommendations so that they can make a decision about what is the optimum wheel rail profile that would form part of that sustainable solution. The other piece of work that RTG has been considering is the report that was provided by the Transportation Safety Board. So they provided a report earlier on this year into the issues leading up to the degraded axle that resulted in service being suspended a year ago. So that's a key part of the work that's underway and being considered by RTG. And then the other key component is the ongoing instrumented bogey testing. So we've been talking today about the bogey testing that has happened just in the last few days. We had a program a few weeks ago. We had a program at the end of last year as well. And so there is a lot of data that's come in from the instrumented bogey testing that is currently being analyzed and will also help inform that root cause analysis report. We are expecting to get more details of that root cause analysis within the next couple of months.
Great, thank you for that. And my follow-up is, in the interim until such time that all LRVs have been modified with the new redesigned strengthened axle, what maintenance and inspection changes will be done to limit and control the state of the LRVs to keep them in service, such as, for example, perhaps lower inspection intervals, which are currently 3,750 kilometers, continued or expanded use of smart bugs onboard vibration detection systems, and should we expect the temporary speed restrictions on track to continue for the next year?
We'll come back to you. That's why one of the three things that I'm waiting for, it's the safety note from Alstom. So it's Alstom who is the provider of the vehicle, and Alstom will tell us what to do.